Today's topic is your enough, knowing your worth. And I realize that in my journey through life, I often meet people that degrade themselves, that tell themselves that they are not deserving of opportunities that will make them happy, or they are not deserving of a position that they know they really deserve. And why? Because they don't know their worth. They don't think they are enough. In our world today, that often emphasizes on external achievements, comparisons, it's very, very important to recognize and embrace your inner worth. The concept of you are enough serves as a powerful reminder that your value as an individual is not necessarily dependent on external factors or the validation of others. Today, I'm going to be exploring the significance of self-acceptance, the impact of societal expectations, and practical steps to foster your mindset, to mold your mindset towards self-worth. The first thing I'm going to be talking about is the myth of perfection. I believe perfection is a myth. Society bombards us with images of supposed perfection, flawless bodies, successful careers, and ideal lives we are meant to be living. And it's sad because these standards are so, so unrealistic. We do not even know, because we make ourselves constantly feel inadequate and constantly strive for more. We go to social media, we go to Instagram, we go to Snapchat, we go to TikTok, and we see someone, they wear the nicest clothes, they have the perfect body, perfect nose, perfect face, perfect feet, and we just want to be like them. No knowing that behind this individual, the person is fighting their own inner demons. The person is frustrated because the person is trying so hard to seek validation. But you that don't know that, yeah, also trying to be like that person. Like I said, it's unrealistic. It's a myth. Perfection is a myth. We try to mold ourselves in a way that people will tell us, wow, you're flawless, wow, you're successful in your career. But deep within us, we're not happy, because we constantly strive for more, and we're not even satisfied. So I feel like the word perfection is a myth. It's very important for us to know that perfection is an illusion. It's just in our mind. It's not something we can fathom. Try to embrace that. Embrace the truth that you're enough. When you try to embrace the truth that you're enough, it helps you to accept your imperfections. It helps you accept your unique qualities, and understanding that true fulfillment lies in self-acceptance rather than the pursuit of unattainable ideas. Because once you start trying to mold yourself into these people that you are seeing online, into these people you are seeing at your workplace, you see that the ideals you are trying to set for yourself is unattainable, because you strive every day to be like this person, you strive every day to be like this person. But what you now realize is that you're becoming this person, and your own self, like you as a person, is disappearing. You're now that person, you're not yourself. And it's very, very sad. I'm not saying that people should not inspire you to do better. That's not what I'm saying. Because we all need inspiration. Some can be from people, some can be from other things that inspire you. I'm not saying that we should not get inspiration from people. I'm just saying that you should not base your self-worth on people, on individuals, because someone you're looking at as perfect is fighting their own demons. It's very important that we embrace our own self-worth. We embrace embrace our own imperfections and inequalities for us to be able to move on, for us to be able to like have a very, very good mindset. Another thing I'll talk about is self-acceptance and inner peace. The journey through self-acceptance is, let me put it in this way, transformative, because it helps you find peace within yourself. By acknowledging and embracing your strengths, weaknesses, and everything in between, you create a solid foundation of self-worth. Recognizing that you're enough gives you a sense of contentment and inner peace. Because if you don't tell yourself, it's not enough for you to tell yourself, like, you have to recognize it. You have to, your whole body, your whole soul has to recognize that you are enough for you to be content in life. Because once you don't have that in you, you keep seeking for things that will just keep giving you troubles in your mind. Like, you're not at peace with yourself. I've met people that are okay with the way they are, and there's nothing you can tell them that will push them to do another thing, because you feel like, ah, this person can achieve so much more. Why is this person in this position? But some people are okay with their, they can feed, they can clothe themselves, they have shelter, and they can go out when they want to. They are okay. They don't need to be in the Mark Zuckerberg of our time. They don't need to be the Elon Musk of our time, the Jeff Bezos of our time, for them to be happy. They are okay where they are. They are content. That's what we should strive to achieve. That whatever situation we find ourselves, that we are contented, we're happy. This is important, because without contentment, without acknowledging that, you are enough, without acknowledging that I have this strength and I have my weaknesses, it won't help you gain inner peace. Recognizing that you're enough gives you a sense of contentment and inner peace. It frees us from the bondage of constant validation and empowers us to be our best self without fear of judgment or comparison. Another point I want to talk about is the impact of societal expectations. This episode will not be complete if I don't put societal expectations as part of our problems. One thing that can influence our perception of self-worth is societal expectations and cultural norms. Growing up with our parents or the society in general, told us that this is how life is supposed to be. You are born, you go to school, you get a job, you get married, you have kids, you grow old, you die. And as much as some people want this type of process in their life, it's not everybody that wants it. Some people don't see themselves getting married. Some people don't see themselves having kids, because they definitely need a job to survive. But society keeps telling us that this is what you're supposed to do, and when you don't do some of these things, you're not human, then there's something wrong with you. And it's sad, because some of us base ourselves on this perception of society without thinking about what we really want. it's hard for you to free yourself, to liberate yourself from the bondage of what society has put or has placed in store for you. I think the best advice I'll give someone is that you should not conform to certain standards of success, beauty, or achievements that can lead us to feel inadequate. You should not allow yourself to be pressured by this standard that society has put for us, because it does nothing but make us feel inadequate. Because some people will do this, will go through this process, get married, have kids, grow up, but they just feel like they haven't achieved anything in their life. Why? Because they didn't do it because they wanted to do it. They did it because the society expects us to do it. The society expects you to be a stay-at-home mom, clean the house, cook the meal. The society expects you as a man to go and work and bring money into the house. And yeah, it's like you're living a life, like, I don't know, it's like a manual that you're going through. Yeah, that's the word. And it's really sad because there are some men that want more, apart from working and coming home and sleeping and waking up the next day. They want more. They want to be with their family. They want to cook the meals too. There's women that want to go out. They want to walk. They want to bring money into the house too. They just don't want to be stay-at-home wives or mothers. And there's some husbands and wife that don't want kids. They're okay with just the two of them. And it's sad because they don't do this that they want. They succumb to what society has told them to do. And they are sad. They end up with feelings of inadequacy. It is crucial to challenge these external factors, these external influences that redefine and measure our level of success and fulfillment. We should always try to remember that our worth is not defined by accomplishments or what the society wants us to do, but by our unique qualities, our values, and contributions we bring to the society. Your good values, the value of loving one another, the value of being kind to one another, that's what is your contribution to the society. Not you getting married, not you having kids, not you being the next Mark Zuckerberg. That is not your value to society. Your value is love, kindness, bringing peace. That is your own value to the society. That is your own contribution to the society. For us to be able to know our self-worth, or to able to know that we are enough, we have to cultivate a mindset of self-worth. We have to mold our mindset into a statue of self-worth. And this requires conscious effort and self-compassion. We can't just say we're molding our mind, we're cultivating our mindset. No. We have to have a conscious effort and self-compassion to develop this mindset. First thing I'd like us to do is practice self-care. Try to prioritize your mental and physical well-being, and also your emotional well-being. Try to engage in activities that nourish your soul and make self-care a non-negotiable part of your routine. Try to tell yourself that, like, when you are doing something and you see yourself derailing from that path, try to try to cultivate your mind in the sense that once you start saying no, this is not right, you make sure you check yourself, make sure you say this is not right, and make sure you go back to your usual self. Secondly, is challenge negatively self-talk. This is normally a battle in our mind, battle within ourselves. We have this inner dialogue that tries to, we as ourselves, we criticize ourselves, we lack self-compassion. How do we get rid of this negative self-talk? We practice affirmations. Affirmations help us to reinforce our self-worth. It helps us to celebrate your achievement. Like when you see yourself like when you do something very terrible, you try to say, okay, I'm not perfect, I'm going to try to change. And it helps you, it helps your mind. Like before now, if I do something, like I do something that's like, maybe I don't know, when you used to a job or school or something, I do something and I tell myself, ah, you're so dumb, you're so stupid, and I realize that I'm just trashing myself, I'm just demeaning myself. I started practicing the act of telling myself, okay, yeah, this happened, this shit happened, and I'm going to move on from it because I've achieved so many great things in life. No matter how small, no matter how minute, no matter how little the achievements are, it's something. And we should try to encourage ourselves. We should try to, like I said, trash all those negative self-talk. Third, let's set realistic goals. This cannot be overemphasized. Set realistic goals. Make sure any goal you're setting aligns with your values and aspirations, rather than those dictated by societal expectations. Some of us, the place we find ourselves is not what we want to do. The jobs we find ourselves is not the job we want to do. Some people become nurses because that's what society expects me to do, and to bring money into the house. But once you realize that this is not what you want to do, maybe you wanted to be a therapist, why don't you focus all your energy, all your values and aspiration into that line of work, and you see yourself excelling. Even when you feel like, oh, people are not getting jobs from this, you find yourself excelling in this part, this line of work you chose to do. Like, it's very hard. Let's not make it seem like it's not hard. It's very hard for you to realize your goals and aspiration, but it's worse when you don't do what you want to do. You do what society expects from you. It's worse because you end up becoming sad. After being sad, you end up just not living for yourself. You are living for the society. Fourthly, surround yourself with positivity. Make sure you are always around supportive and uplifting individuals who appreciate and encourage you for who you are. Make sure you are around people that keeps your spirit high. Don't hang around with people that just are always sad, or they are not sad, they just want to try to make you sad and depressed like them. Distance yourself from all those toxic relationships that undermine your self-worth. Lastly, engage in activities that allow you to explore your passions, talents, and interests. Try to invest time in self-reflection and personal growth to deepen your understanding of yourself and strengthen yourself, your sense of self-worth. We need to invest our time, we need to invest ourselves in things that will help us grow personally. Not to involve ourselves in things that just waste our talents, waste our time, waste what we're interested in. We need to invest in things that that helps us build our self-worth, helps us tell us you're enough, you're deserving. Instead of seeking validation from others, when you tell yourself I'm enough, when you invest your time in things that will help you grow personally, it strengthens your self-worth. I want to conclude by saying that the phrase "you're enough" is a powerful mantra that serves as a gentle reminder of your inner worth as an individual. Embracing the mindset of "you're enough" helps us to overcome pressures of comparison, self-doubt, and the need for external validation. Today, I just want to tell you that you should try to cultivate the habit of self-acceptance and nurture a mindset of self-worth. It will help you in your journey of personal growth, inner peace, and life. And you see that you live life authentically. Try to always remember you are unique, you are valuable, and you are deserving of all the love and respect simply because you are enough. Thank you for listening to Jemima Views. Make sure you tune in next week for another special episode. Bye.